You are listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., the founder of the Body Regeneration Method. And I am here to empower you and teach you how to connect to the God consciousness like you've never connected before. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine science, spirituality, and ministry to help you unlock the secrets within so you can finally let go of what's holding you back. If you are truly ready to break free and bring in the new and stop wasting your time, join me and together let's unlock your superpowers so you can live your extraordinary life.
Welcome! I'm so happy to have all of you back this week to the Tracy L. Clark Show and last week and all of our new listeners. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for tuning in. Crazy times, crazy times. And it is a call-in show today, but we're going to be talking a little bit about communication during this time and how you can sort of spot a few of the things that are maybe what I like to call in the energy land is misinformation. So it is a call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. I was being proud of myself the other day because I finally remembered our call-in number. And you remember, I don't know, I'm going to age myself here, but in the 70s and the 80s, you knew everybody's phone number. Now with technology, you're lucky if you remember your own phone number. So I know my number and I know the Transformation Talk Radio number. I don't even know my kid's cell phone number or my boyfriend's, but well, that's okay. We go with what matters. But you know, it's really been interesting. I'd said quite a bit of when people had called in over the last couple of weeks that with the new information that would come out, and it was back in March that you could see after Easter, they'd start to let this lock, I don't even know if I want to call it that, this transition, ease up, right? Let people out of their houses. And probably by June, there'll be a lot more activity going on. I know when you go out there in the world, it's where I live, it was quite busy outside yesterday, and it's good to see. Because we don't want to be living in fear. And there's been a lot of misinformation around a lot of things that we've been living in. And this can also affect our communication big time. Because one of the ways you can tell if somebody's giving you accurate information, it's a very simple tool that if you actually watch and listen, you'll learn very quickly. So a lot of our big institutions are guilty of doing this because they're always putting in misinformation into the world. So basically their story is constantly changing. It's like when you have a fact and you know what that is and you stay towards that, you really know that most of the information that's coming out will be consistent. So when you get all of this misinformation and things are changing and their story is always changing, and we know the people that run most of our countries, they're famous for misinformation because they're trying to confuse you. And people that we interact with every day, even your family and your friends, they'll try to confuse you. And if people right now, a lot of people are living in fear because we are in the biggest transition of our lives. Like we've never seen, this is the first time any of us listening, for example, are going to see a change in new currency assets. Okay. That's one thing that's going to happen. And that's why when I do my Evolutionary Academy, I give people very pointed tasks every week to do to understand during the change. We're not going to go back to normal. So people get that energetically. They know that there's no normal, and normal wasn't working anyways. Like they were bad on the environment. They were bad on everything. So what happens is when we have a lot of fear going, because people are like, what's it going to look like when we go back to work? Or what's it going to look like when we go back? And then also people are realizing where, and this is the breaking point, like really just after Easter was the breaking point for a lot of people of understanding, you know, where this breaking point was of what do they really want in their life? So quite often people can be more confrontational right now because they have a lot of fear going on, or they have a lot of worry, or they're having scarcity. They might have lost their job. They don't know what's happening. And you can be the brunt of that. And when you're trying to wake somebody up, so I'll go back to 2005 when I had a lot of information about what was happening in the world from people that were very prominent. You can call them what you want. And I started to bring this out to people I knew and said, well, had you looked at it from this perspective? Or have you thought about that maybe this is happening because of this information? Like just give somebody a different point of view and you get a lot of pushback. And you'll get pushback to learn something new because they're afraid. So what are some of the things you can do, or how can you speak to someone to not get caught up in their energy? Because they call it like energetic sliming, right? A lot of times you can go in somewhere and somebody just vomits all over you. They're like, look, but it's their fears, their insecurities, their uncertainties about what's happening. Rather than looking at this time period, really what's happening is the destruction of our old systems. Like they really, there's an energetic battle, I guess you could call it. People, you know, between the new system and keeping the old systems in place. And so the body picks all of this up. A lot of people don't understand this. I was just doing a bunch of teachings in the Miraculous Academy about what's happening in the reptilian brain. And your reptilian brain really, you know, they say the brain is running 30% subconscious thoughts and programs. And when I look at energetically, that's science. But I'll tell you energetically, because energy is a little further ahead. And then they'll catch up. It's like 50 times. So you look at the reptilian brain right now that's being changed, that actually carries a lot of your programming that keeps you on autopilot. So that space, I was explaining to the Miraculous Academy how that is changing and how you can do to upgrade that reptilian brain right now. Because a lot of people, when they have interactions with you and they're communicating with you, they're accessing that information, that habit they have in the back of their brain. And it's just basically, you know, you look at the lower part of your skull, it's the easiest way to access it. And a lot of people don't talk about that. And that's where people will start to project their fears. They're accessing information in the subconscious of old programming they have from when maybe they have poverty or lack. So the first thing you need to understand this. When you're communicating with somebody, it's so important. See, 1111, I love it. Those are magic numbers, right? So much good is happening in the world. To understand that, where are they operating from? If they are operating from fear or scarcity or lack, they won't be able to hear you or absorb what you're saying. So a lot of times what you can say is, are you willing to look at a new perspective? Are you willing to listen to what, you know, if they've asked an opinion? Or sometimes you can just say, do you need somebody just to sort of, you know, throw up on? You wouldn't say it in that way, but do you just need somebody to express through? Sometimes it's like throwing up and you sit there going, I'm not taking that in. But do you need somebody to just express what you're feeling to get it off? Or do you want, ask them, do you want an opinion? If you want an opinion, or you want a different point of view, very key word there, different point of view, I'm happy to share it. If they're saying things and you've heard it like a million times over, you're like, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. But could we possibly change the subject? And a lot of times when people are going through fear or anxiety or worry, they're going to be, well, why? And all you need to say, do not get in the conversation, is because we've had this conversation, and until you're ready to do something different about it, let's change the subject. Now, when you say that, you can say it with kindness and love. What it does is it starts to shake up the energetic field. Then the energetic field, when it gets shaken like that, what happens is it makes what's running on autopilot kind of do a jolt. So they're either going to wake up and say, yeah, you're right. Every time I see you, I discuss the same. I'm in fear. I'm in anxiety. Then what a lot of aware people do when that comes up is they start referencing everything in their past. Well, it was my mother, my father. And this is the energy shift we're moving from, right? Is you want to start to communicate and look at the now and bringing in all the new. A lot of times people spend too much time looking in the past and not taking any action in the new. So that's a way that you can get around that. But then it's also like you can change your words. So what was really good today in your life? I hear what you're saying, but what was really good today in your life? What was really good? Like if you're in North America and, you know, I just look and I'm like, thank you, God, that I was given this garden at Christmas, and I never, the ones you use in your house, tomato and basil and carrots. And I took it out over the weekend and I'm starting to plant the garden, and we're going to go planting our garden because we know what's happening with the supply chains. And, you know, so I was like, thank you, God, I have the ability to plant a garden. Thank you, God, I have this great roof over my head. I have a comfy bed. because there's a lot of people, and you really at this point need to look at that, like to remind people, what are you grateful? Because we get so used to our conditions that then we want more, but you forget that there are people in Africa that are fighting each other for a scrap of bread or to get a little bag of flour. And then people say, well, it doesn't affect me. But when you bring somebody back to the point of understanding and you can communicate that with them, that I realize you're going through fear, I realize you're going through transition, but what if this time period could be something very different? Now, if you have a point of view, so right now what you're seeing in the world a lot is a lot of truth is coming up. A lot of truth is coming up around how people have been controlling people. How I was just saying to Zach, our producer, that I had learned something new about the USA and their rights. And one of the reasons that probably people are really trying to get back to work, which is brilliant, I believe that's my opinion. But a lot of people would say, and I'm allowed to have that, but if you disagreed, and I've seen this where people are like, how dare you? And it's not this. So they can start barking at you. But all you need to say is, you know what, I respect your point of view and your opinion, and you are allowed to have that based on your information. But I'm also allowed to have my opinion. And perhaps this is a time we agree to disagree. It's one of the things that's really bad on social media. And I have a lot of people I work with that are pretty high profile on social media. And the trolls, and there's a lot of trolls. So a lot of trolls want to come out. And what trolls do is always want to berate you and make you think you're wrong. But family will do this. Friends will do this. But sometimes you have to understand your level of awareness may be a lot higher than somebody you're communicating with. So even if you want to say, look, it's proven that this thing we're going through right now is only affecting 0.1% of the population. So they've come out and said that. All the big organizations have said that. 0.1% of the population. And we never want to see anybody hurt, but 2 million people a year die of pneumonia, okay? 2 million. That you can get off any CDC or whatever website. So if you look at that, some people may not be able to handle that information because they're in fear. Because they're in fear of, well, what if I die? Or what if I get it? And that, no matter what is going on in the world, they won't be able to change that. So even though you might say to them, you can look at this and you might have the proof or information, they will hear you like Charlie Brown's teacher. Remember how she used to go, wah, wah, wah. You never knew what she was saying. You can look at them in the face and they won't. So you have to understand energetically as you're vibrating very different. And a lot of times this happens with our friends and family. They cannot hear what we're saying. And they won't be able to comprehend it. And you can tell by their reaction. So a lot of times you just need to say, I'm sorry you feel that way. And if the trolls end up on your site and they don't want to, a lot of people want to just be there to berate you for pushing their points of view. Just delete them, just block them and don't get caught up in that. But if it's your friends or your family, it's just really important to say, you may not be able to digest what I'm saying, but let's put that out there. The reason I know this is really works is I, you know, through my own family, you can imagine all the, and friends from years ago who thought I was just talking weird gibberish. And now they're able to digest it. Now they're ready. Now they're taking it in. They're looking at everything. And everyone's allowed to make a decision based on the experiences they've had. So you also need to remember when you're communicating with someone during times of great change and fear that they're going off of information that they've had, their experiences. And their experiences are going to be different than your experiences. So it's really, really important. And one of the things that you hear on the intro of my show is I talk about science, spirituality, and ministry. And why? Because I was the person that had to understand the science first, like show me data. And then moving to spirituality and moving to ministry and understanding that it's all energy, everything's connected, and the energetic field, what's happening, what's shifting in our body and our thoughts is actually far beyond what science is. Now, science is great. I'm not knocking it. It's great. It's great to have those things that validate. It really is. But like I was saying earlier, you know, science will say 30 times because that's what they can measure, but energy will be different, right? So everything's always changing and it's flowing. So if you can remember that when you're communicating with someone, you're also able to really see how and watch their body language. Watch what are they able to say and really just start to kind of go through and read what they're saying and never go and push your point of view. Just say, are you ready to hear that? Your words are very, very powerful, as you've heard me say, for the next, you know, 10 years. But over these next 24 to 36 months, even if we get people back to work, right? The reason we have to be sensitive with our words and sensitive of what people can read and take in from you is because we're just at the beginning of really what's going to happen and change in the world. This is the beginning. We're only like really 6 to 8 weeks in. So to bring and change these old systems, we're going to be going through lots of different upheavals in the world. And that's why I share it with my academies all the time, so we can follow where the energy is and what's happening and to be able to shift through them and not be in fear, so we can be conduits. Like, you're meant to be that light, that beacon of light that goes into the world to bring the calm during mass transition. So the biggest thing to realize over the next 24 to 36 months is that if you can stay calm and don't get frustrated if somebody's not willing to hear you, but then say, if you would like a different point of view, if you would like a different opinion, then you can come back and then I'm happy to share it with you. You also have to just really agree to disagree right now. And it's really, really, really important. You have to be able to disagree, but also stay in your composure. So it's easier to fly off the handle. That's the reptilian brain. Because the reptilian brain really is going to keep you in survival mode, right? So it's accessing all of this information on survival mode. I did a video for the Miraculous Academy today. I was talking about the me versus we sort of survival mode. So, and how that affects and where that reptilian brain comes in. And when you really start to look at it and you start to understand that, your communication becomes clearer for somebody. But one of the things you also need to, for yourself, really start to integrate is, am I in fear or do I feel excited? Like, I feel super excited and I'm like, wow, this transition, like, I'm like, I get to be alive during this massive transition. So for me, that makes me excited. But is it all roses? No, it's not going to be all roses. So I'm in that energy of, I've come here, I'm so excited that these systems are going to break down. But as the systems break down, I'm also very aware there's a lot of fear that's going to be driven for the people that don't understand it's a change. It's a big, big change. And I've been talking about this for a long time. So I think it's exciting that, you know, the first time in history that we can watch a new financial asset class be birthed. So, you know, you can ask that as well to people, like, what are you birthing right now? Like, what is... And change your words a little bit. So what is it that you're truly looking for? And then get to really discerning and watch all the information. And then that's also too, unfortunately, during times of huge, huge transition. So energetically, you'll be skyrocketing. You'll be going really, really high, really fast. A lot of people can't keep up to you. So you will understand there'll be separation. There'll be loss. You know, I heard something the other day, like this divorce lawyer say, it's the biggest, he's like booming with divorces right now. We kind of said that would happen in quarantine for too long if you're not there for the right reason, right? But again, communication. How can you say to somebody that's in fear, one of the tools I love to teach people in our academies is, what do you require? This is probably one of the most underused tool ever. It's, what do you require? Or, because when you say, what do you require? It requires somebody to go in and actually give you an answer. And if they say nothing, you're off the hook. You don't have to say anything else. The other thing is, you can also, with your communication right now, flip it. So if somebody is berating you about something, you could say, well, how do you think that makes me feel if I'm doing this, but your actions are going against what we've already spoken about? That also brings in a new energy. So by asking them to look at a new point of view or a new perception of something, and then you can reverse it for them. So I'm very adamant in my space. I always had an allergy to cigarettes since a little kid. I was a little kid that I remember going to this Pioneer Girl church thing, and this mother had to drive me home because my parents weren't able to. So for a couple of Wednesdays, go Wednesday, and you'd like have like big sisters there, and you'd learn how to start campfires and all that crazy stuff. I guess it would be similar to Brownies or something. And all those are organizations. It's crazy, but you learned a lot. And anyway, so this woman had to take me home, and my mother was given a no smoking sign to put in the window. I had such severe allergies and asthma, and was always very, very sick. And so we get in the car, and the woman's been told I can't be around cigarette smoke. And my old mother was still smoking. So, you know, it's back in the 70s, everybody smokes. And she didn't care. So it was like minus 50, and she's smoking, like chain smoking, this 20-minute drive home to half an hour. And she's smoking with the windows rolled up. So by the time we get there, all I'm ready to do is to try not to throw up. And literally, like, I fall out. I'm green. It's disgusting, right? And this was going on. And I kept saying, like, I can't. I was too small to say that doesn't work. But now in my life, I'm very adamant about that. I never changed it. I never got rid of it because I don't want to. I don't want to tolerate cigarette smoke or weed smoke. I just don't. I think it's, to me, I see the energy behind it. And it's pretty nasty. So I like to keep that allergy in place. So I'm very clear to people. So I say, how would you feel if someone's like, well, I'm going to smoke, or especially remember in the 90s with the bars, and, you know, in 2000, I think it was when they started to get rid of cigarette smoke, and I couldn't go because it would be detriment. I'd say to my friends, like, you know what? I've told you repeatedly that how much this affects my body. So if you're not able to respect that, like you want me to respect some of your points of view, then we just can't hang out. And you have to draw those lines. So if you find that there's places where your boundaries are being crossed and you're very clear about them, you have to also determine at what point do you want to, you know, continue that space. Or what you find is a communication just keeps falling on deaf ears. So it's kind of like a little kid. You let them get away with one thing, they keep pushing and pushing and pushing, right? So that's that energy. And I really would like you all to take that in and just thank that hand of God of strengthening you in your communication. A lot of times our communication gets blocked, and we get a lot of throat problems, thyroid problems, thought pattern problems, because we're afraid to speak up based on where there have been authoritative figures like parents or this lady in the car smoking didn't listen or berated us or said you don't matter or doesn't care. So if you can think about that energy for a minute, I just want to thank that hand of God of removing the accumulation of the root of where an authoritative figure told you to be quiet or not be able to speak up. That energy also will sit in your field and make it very difficult for you to actually communicate properly. So I want to thank that hand of God of actually resetting your system on every level and layer to start to speak in your truth. And these little baby steps go a long way, like a long way, trust me, like huge. So thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Oh, wow, we're already having to go to commercial break. That was quick. So much to say in channel three. You know, we don't have a script. We just channel away. So I love it. It's whatever that message is for you. So again, we have Soul Sunday this Sunday, and it's going to be an incredible event. Again, all those proceeds go to our initiative fund to help people. And we've been helping a lot of people lately within our community that require it. But if you want to have 90 minutes in the spirit, start your week off right, clearing and shifting, check it out at tracyalclark.com and join us for Soul Sunday. And we do them once a month. So I couldn't believe it was already here. It's going so quickly. And the Miraculous Academy, Evolutionary Academies, they're fabulous. We have a lot of online audio downloads that you can also enjoy in the Body Regeneration Life Academy at tracyalclark.com. But why are they there? They're there to cleanse you, clear you, uplift you, move you, see what works for you. You might be surprised, but you get a lot of teachings, learnings, and shifting. So I'm so excited because, like I said, brand new asset class coming in that we get to enjoy, which is a lot of new things. And a lot of new systems. So we got to stay connected and dedicated to that hand of God and you being empowered with what works for you, because you are your own guru. You really are. Nobody else is. It's you. And the more you're empowered, the more you shift, the more you take action. But I will hold you accountable. So if you're in any of my programs, you will be held accountable. Some people don't like that, but that's all right. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're with Malin. I think she's on the phone. And so we'll come back right with her. So again, check us out at tracyalclark.com. And we're going to come right back with one of our callers.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Your favorite Transformation Talk Radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year. We got it. Show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year. We got it. Show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
So you're ready to jumpstart your communication? Go back and listen and you'll see. You take some of those tips, you do the steps. You know, it's like I was just saying to our amazing producer, I literally last Friday, I did a four-hour call. We have a follow-up this Friday on actionable steps and, you know, for your mission, for your money, for all this stuff. And you can find it online as well if you'd like to watch and join us on Friday. But it just channeled through and they had so many actionable steps. And if you really go and listen, so a lot of times if you heard me last week with knowledge versus learning, if you listen to what I say and you go apply it, you'll be really, really surprised what happens. Your life will be easier. The reason I say these and I bring them to you is I've done it in my own life. I do it every day in my life. And it's what makes me love my life from when I used to hate my life. So, you know, we can talk all day long, but if you're not going out and applying them in your life, you'll wonder why things are stuck. So if you go back, rewatch the show, re-listen to the show, even any of the episodes, and take one thing that you can implement. So even if it's the what do you require from me, and you actually do it, watch how much your life will change, because your energy will change. And not only that, with everything I teach in the academies, is you can actually notice that when your field changes, your health changes, your love changes, your vitality of life changes. You see things different. You're not going to see and get caught up in the fear and the doom and the gloom. There's many people that are going to be there over the next 36 months, but it doesn't have to be you. You don't have to be in it. You don't have to partake in it. You don't have to have it. You can watch it. You can observe it. And you can be prepared on how to move forward. It's going to be an incredible, incredible 36 months. And I'm really excited, because for people that get that, you're positioned, you're ready, you're moving through. And with community, you're going to continue to get that unprecedented space of being lifted up. And when your field changes, you draw things towards you. So if you're in fear, you're going to draw more fear. If you're in love and you're in understanding, you get more of that. If you're celebrating what you have and in gratitude, you'll draw more wealth. It's an old teaching, but you know, it works. So, all right. I think, Zach, we have Malin on the line.
Yes, we have Malin from Toronto. Malin, you are live on the Tracy L. Clark.
Hello.
Hi, Tracy. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for being patient. We were channeling so much. I just said to Zach, I'm like, oh my God, when he said it's time to go, I'm like, I thought it was like 10 minutes. I didn't realize we were at the bottom of the hour.
Spirit always works wonders when it's needed.
Yeah, so no kidding. What is your question today? What would you like shifted?
Okay. Where we set up our boundaries with somebody, and all of a sudden they went back in your life, they think you're the best thing than sliced bread, and you're trying to get your point across where they're not even letting you speak, and you made it very clear to them it's out, and then everybody's calling you like, why don't you want back in? And I'm like, this is hard when it's a family, extended family member. Mm-hmm. But you don't want anything. And I'm at a point where I'm like, now I have to change my phone number so I could cut all ties with them. But they don't seem to get the hint.
Well, one, you can just block your phone number. You can block your phone number. You can block them, right?
Correct.
One of the things is just really, and I'll adjust this for you, and it's actually coming in the base of your throat, is these. So remember earlier, I was just saying, when people, they don't want to hear you. They're not hearing you, right? It's no matter what you say, they're not hearing you. So I wouldn't even, when it comes to that point, you can't even, because energetically they got walls up, you can see it. It's like, we want this. And eventually they want to push you, tell you, give in. So I'm going to remove wherever that fight energy comes from. So thank you, God. And basically what it is, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way, but this is just my decision right now, and I need you to respect that. So based on, and you can say things like, based on past experiences, I really need you to respect where I am right now. And with people like that as well, you can say that might change down the road, because anyone can change. And if it does, you'll let them know. You'll let them know. So, and then if they keep pushing, and I've had to do this, if they keep pushing, I'm like, if you're going to keep pushing and not allow me to be in my space right now, it's really down into the trachea. So let me start to pull this out. It's burning. I'll pull this out of you. If they're not respecting, then you can say, you know what, you really want me to have to block your information. It's not something I want to do, but it's also in the delivery. It's like, if you keep pushing this agenda, then, you know, you're pushing me away. So just allow me my space and time. And if it changes, I'll let you know. And then that's where we can start to move. I'll cut some ties and cords. When we go there, it actually opens it up for a better space than just constantly, oh my God, there you are again, there you are again, there you are. And sometimes you just have to block them. You just do. You don't change your number. You just block the people. And it does actually, because when there's no response and they're not getting the response, it also sends the energy back to them. So basically, if they're saying, sending you a bunch of messages or trying to call you, and if it's not landing in your inbox and it's not being delivered, the energy will do a U-turn and goes back to them. So eventually, a lot of times what I've seen is they start to settle down, because again, you do have choice. So what it looks like is there's a lot of lifetimes here where you felt like you had to let people in for survival, which is interesting that we just did the reptilian brain clean out because that's where it sits. And so they would come in on survival. How does that feel when I say that?
It's on point.
Yeah. So I'm just going to pull this information out of the system. So I just burped a little bit there. And I'll clean some of that out of the reptilian. And I'll also remove, thank you, God, I'll start to remove where people didn't respect your decisions and people didn't hear you, which you knew has come up a little bit there before, but this is another level. So it looks like what you're creating right now is you've now set a whole new structure. So this is kind of like a test as you're getting ready to like catapult into a new direction. It's a test of how strong are you in your boundaries? What are you ready to do? So you can now bring four things, because when you're creating your business and you're creating your way of being, everybody's going to have an opinion, and you're an artist. So everybody's going to have an opinion.
Yeah.
So you're being tested to stand also in your strength to say, it doesn't matter what your opinion is. If it's going to help me so I can get into here, then that's fine. But other than that, I'll take what I need and don't. This is kind of like one of those last, did you get it? Did you get it? And who's the hardest people to set boundaries with? Our family.
Correct.
Right? So I'm going to reset this for you.
Thank you.
But you can also see in your throat, you've been saying things differently and then coming from more love and compassion than frustration and anger. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, you booked that one out.
Yeah, this is a big one.
It is a big one, and it's burning through the trachea and then into the heart space, because there's a big part of you that is also, you can see dissolving. It's very clear, and you've worked on this, but it's actually dissolving between, just because they're family doesn't mean you have to be loyal. But that's dissolving because information from past life experience with family was loyal, and then cultural and ancestral around loyalty. So that is actually leaving. And what I like is you're actually getting very strong, and this is my life and I love you. You can respect it. Please respect me. How does that feel now?
It feels really good, actually.
Yeah, it's true. And just take the first step. But if they don't listen, then just be very clear. I'm going to have to block you.
We'll do.
Yeah, and sometimes people feel bad about that, but sometimes you have to do it. If they're not listening, that's the only way. It's like, block, delete, goodbye. it's your only option.
Which is the best thing.
Yeah, yeah. Because think about it too, with technology, right, with cell phones and stuff, or social media, there's so many ways when people aren't listening to you to try to get a hold of you, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if you go back into the early 80s, like when I remember, the only way someone could find you is to call your family house line, right? So you had ways to escape, but they would have to be clearer. They had to have boundaries. So now what people do is, because they can find you on text messaging and WhatsApp and Facebook and Instagram and all the platforms, right? They feel that they, so what's happened is, it's been activated in a lot of people. Well, if you don't listen to me this way, I'll bombard you over here.
Yes.
So that's also coming to an end for you. So, and those are a lot of boundaries. And I can see you're going to start putting out more of them. Like a lot of people will send me Facebook Messenger, but my Facebook Messenger is off. I don't use it. It's very rarely I'll go in unless someone says to me, hey, I sent you something. And then people say, hey, I sent you a message. You're ignoring me. And I'm like, I don't go on there. Like, it's off. Hello, you know? So people get offended. But I'm just cleaning this up for you because it looks a lot better. It looks a lot stronger. And then again, and the reason I bring the technology up is just make sure you have your own boundaries with technology as well so they can't bombard you too.
Will do. Thank you so much. I literally feel my energy has shifted. I'm just so grateful. Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't it be nice when we could do some in-person events? I miss them.
Yes.
I miss them. All right. Let me know how you're feeling, okay? Awesome. All right, Zach, do we have Sophia on the line next?
Yes, Sophia, also from Toronto.
Hi, Sophia. We might have lost.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, there you are. I wasn't sure, we had to be patient today. So I wasn't sure if you were still there.
Brain stuff. Sorry, I think I'm also on Facebook trying to listen, so I'm on the phone now. How are you? The reptilian brain stuff has been amazing on the Miraculous Realm, so thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been working through my trauma from the past, and it taught me to be small. It was, you know, it was essential for survival, and I was overpowered by others. My trauma, you know, it taught me that my voice didn't matter, so I had to focus on what other people thought of me and what they said in order to keep myself safe and small. So I've been working on these fears and where it stems from, and also forgiveness, and also not needing approval from others, which has really been kind of something that I got a download from, that I just needed approval from so many others, which comes back to the competitiveness that you were talking about on the call today. So sometimes I try to, you know, let go with unconditional love and forgiveness, like you've taught us. But when I go back to that event, the emotion's still there.
Okay, like, so what we need to do is you go back to, so when you go back to the event, it's really important when an event comes up and you're moving in yourself to go back to the event and go to the emotion and look at who was involved in the event. And why that emotion is still serving you in your life right now. So when a lot of people go back, and it's easy to start to pull it out. So they'll go back and they're like, well, I'm still triggered. I'm still having that emotion. So that emotion from that event has been carried throughout your life, and it's playing out right now with something that's going on. So that event's done. It leaves. The imprinting starts to go. But when you see that emotion, so that's that question. It's like, okay, I'm still holding on to this emotion. I'm still feeling it. Therefore, it's serving me. So go back to an event and ask me, and then tell me, what is the first emotion that comes up when you go look at one of those events that's serving you in your life right now?
So a lot of it's around work. And so it's like,
so what's the emotion? Go to the emotion first.
Anger.
Okay, so the anger that you felt at that event that was long ago, we can start to pull that out in the roots. You don't really need it anymore. The anger is showing up at your work. Okay, so that emotion. So how is that emotion of anger serving you at your work right now?
I think it's I'm trying to protect myself.
Yeah, you're protecting self, and you're also using it to say you can use it because it takes... I say, so when you're in anger, and when people are in anger, it also allows them to be seen. So what happens is the energy you had before of authoritative figures, don't be seen, be quiet, right? So what you also picked up from all of their anger was, if I'm loud or I have anger or people feel I have anger, then I can be seen like them. You see how that mimics? So if you go to work, or your anger and you're frustrated, you don't have to be verbally like anger. A lot of people carry it inside, but you can still feel it. People can feel it. So if you look at the people when you were younger who were angry, what happened to them when they were angry? I'm going to pull this energy out of you. What did people do around them if they were angry?
If what happened with me or what happened with them?
No, what happened to them? So their anger gets bigger and bigger. What happens now? How are all the people reacting outside of them? Look at that situation.
Chaos.
Complete
chaos, because they would get louder and louder and louder so that someone would hear that, you know, going back to my parents, but they would go and be louder and louder so that one of them would be heard.
You got it. So the more anger there is, the more they felt heard, the more they felt seen, because all the people around them started to react that way and communicate that back to them, right? You see that?
Yeah.
So when people get angry, so the people outside will be quiet, or they'll go like down like a dog, like they'll sit down, but they now see them. Okay, I won't do that. I don't want to piss you off. I don't want you to be more angry, right? So they get the attention. Now that energy imprints and transfers. So while you're over here in work, when you get angry, what's happening is they're not seeing you. They're not hearing you. They're not respecting you, right? So you're getting more angry, which is then setting the nervous system off and pulling up the reference point over and over back to watching your parents. Do you see how it's ping-ponging now into your life?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, that's wild.
See how you're doing in your life what you were taught from your parents?
Yeah.
So why are you beating yourself up?
I've been trying to break those beliefs and programs, but it's very challenging, right? Because that's years and years of programs that now I'm like trying to understand why am I reacting like this to my environment and to people and allowing it to impact me emotionally and how I feel and look at the world.
You learned it. So you're just played out. You learned from your parents. This is how we survive and get what we want. So now we can remove the accumulation of all of that energy. You don't need it anymore because now you have the awareness that you're acting it out in your own life because you're just doing what you were told to do over and over and over when you were growing up. That is the subconscious programming in the reptilian brain that goes over and over. And then you go, I'm so frustrated. Why am I doing this? Because that programming is more powerful. But what we can do now is we can start to pull it down. And I will tell you, if you keep that awareness for, you don't have to do 21 days, you look like 2 weeks where you're like, I know I react this way. And even if you start to react in that space, pull yourself back, reset, let go. You can send it back to God with unconditional love, but pull yourself back and say, how can I do this differently? Just keep asking yourself, how can I react differently? Even if you're feeling the anger, it's okay. Feel it, let it go. How can I react differently? Thank you, God. What you'll start to notice is the body now will start to override that subconscious programming very quickly. And you don't have to carry any of that. You don't even have to look back at that. You're like, I got it. I know where that is, and that's not going to affect me anymore.
And Tracy, like when like let's say if I'm not being heard and it triggers that in me, and instead of reacting in anger, if I'm saying this is what I require, and you're not providing it to me or you don't value me or respect me, how do I move forward without getting angry?
Yes. So if we're in work environments where people refuse to change or relationships where they don't want to change, first we have to acknowledge we vibrated out of it. So then we have to go into the place of they're not going to hear me. They're not going to change. Therefore, I have to start to come to peace. Thank you, God. I'll reset this. That I am just here for an interim. And then starting to build, right? To move off into a new direction. So we really got to come to peace with that. It's when you come to peace with that, this new direction starts to open. And then it's like, okay, this isn't going to change. And I'm okay with that. This isn't going to change. I need to be okay with it because the reason the body isn't okay with it is that there's still that place looking to be heard and respected. They don't know different. They'll never change that. They don't want to change it. So now it's the body telling you to change the environment. So what we do is we get you nice and strong to just be a piece of this is my environment, but it's just for the right now. And starting to, while you're in those moments, this is where you pull in the dream building of where do I want to go next? I want to create my own thing. What's it looking for? And you start to pull that energy in, which starts to override the chaos that you can walk through. I get what it's like to be in a chaotic work environment. Totally been there. And people, I had a CFO that called me because I was uncovering stuff. You stupid blah, 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 blah. I can't repeat on radio woman because I was getting close to things that he didn't want me to uncover. Every day I was attacked and attacked for being a stupid woman, a stupid one, only to realize I was uncovering things they didn't want me to. So I get what it's like. But that was also the place of my environment. So I was focusing on what that shift would be so I could go in and not allow that. Because the more I would let them attack me and take it in, then I was allowing it. So I was like, they don't know any better. They have their own fears, their own issues, but I'm not going to be responsible for them. How does it feel when I shift that?
It feels like going back to the dream building, which is what you had told me last time, there's a lot of resistance behind the dream building. So if you could lift that so that I can put my
Absolutely. We're resisting it. The reason you're resisting it, you can see, is because it's almost like you're there's a fear that if you go into the dream building, I got to resist that because you're still having fun in this party. So are you ready to give up the party with the anger and all those people that don't see you?
Oh, yeah. I'm so
you ready to go away
here.
Now from
I'm
that party?
Okay. Yeah, I'm over it. Like, we're going back into work, like, soon, and I'll be seeing, patients.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fear around that, but I have to trust that I'm protected.
Totally. Totally. Okay. Yeah. You know, it's like when people walk out with a, you know, their masks and their gloves, they're actually saying to the world, and I know I get it, but you know, somebody said to me, you know, they forced me to wear this mask. So I did my research. This one isn't doing anything for me. I just can't breathe. And so, but it also shows like a lot of fear versus, okay, I'm just doing this because whatever, like you can pick up more people are in fear than they are just, you know, wearing it because they know they're wearing it for whatever reason. Right. So the different energies. So let's remove you from that. And exactly the vibration shifts. And when your body is nice and strong and healthy, it's actually harder for those things to get into your system too. Right. That's why they attack people that are.
Wow. This is so helpful.
Yeah, they have bad immune systems. So that's what happens.
Yeah, true.
So I want you to do an exercise for the next week. I want you to start tracing those emotions back and then cycling it. And if it comes up, and just say, I'm just playing this out in my world. Why? Because you can see how quickly that'll just shut everything off for you. Because the way you're doing the work and the energy, you're going to cut it off so quickly. Watch what happens. Will you do that exercise for me for a week?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, sweetheart. Lots of love.
Lots of love. Bye.
Bye. All right. You know, we're at the top of the hour. We still had callers. I'm so sorry. Spirit was channeling so much. It happens. We only got to two of you today. Check us out at TracyLClark.com, the Body Regeneration Online Life Academy. If you really want my VIP attention, that's the Evolutionary Academy. We're heading into mission and money. I'm going to share with you exactly every week things I'm doing, and you can take them, go research them, really get into, give you a lot of places where you can become very knowledgeable, turn it into learning, and go take some action steps and really start walking into what you like. But to shift your body, shift your soul, shift your spirit, we are in such a great time of transformation and change, and it is to embrace. But I will tell you, the next couple of years, they're going to be ups and downs. So please understand that. But if you stay connected, you stay dedicated, you stay committed to the God consciousness, the God of your understanding, you're going to understand there's going to be a lot of miracles and a lot of blessings, and you do not have to get caught up in the news, the media, people that are struggling. You need to remember, when people struggle, they've made that choice. And like Sophia was doing, it's when you trace it back, you can get the energy out of the body so quickly that all of a sudden you start creating, where you see things. And I can't even begin to tell you the miracles and the testimonials that came in over the weekend just from our last Friday call. And you can still join us online too if you want to join this Friday, and then you get the replay from last Friday. You know, we had a woman who literally heard on the call she was ready to sell her condo. And in this economy, she wanted quick and fast. We aligned it 48 hours and she was 40,000 over asking. Like, do the math here, because we know real estate's going to start to take a turn. It's just going to happen. You know, you can't see. So, you know, and people finding their mission and finding where they're going and having like contracts sent to them while on the call. Spirit is in a huge manifestation creation mode right now. So you have to ask, are you ready to create and manifest, or do you want to sit in the fear? But if you want to create and manifest, join me and I will be there every step of the way with you. Lots of love. Cannot wait to see you guys next week. Same time, same place. So make sure you stay tuned and listen to the replays so you can remember what you can take into your action steps. Lots of love, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As the founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at TracyLClark.com.